We looked for a replacement bridge some years ago, and what we ended up then was they strengthened the existing bridge and brought it back up to 40 tonne. But the problem is the approach roads into the bridge. And what we've got an agreement now is over the next 2 years, we will spend money widening the approach road into the bridge, so lorries will be able to drive right up to the bridge, similar to the one down in Clady, which means you'll have no delays, and they'll also be able to provide a footpath.
When will this work take place then?
Well, as I say, we just passed the planning for today. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, we had started work there, but the department keep changing the rules, and we had to delay the work, and we had to reapply and redesign the job. And also, they changed the rules that we weren't allowed to put local roads money on it. So what we had to do earlier this year was just top slice money off the entire electoral area, and something which all the councillors agreed to. And we have the money, something like 150,000 this year and next year, to start and finish the job, and that's taking it right in. So as soon as our engineers and staff are ready to start work, at least the planning and the money's there now, so it's back over to the area manager to start.
So it's just a separate issue. Just in the council chamber today, you made a comment about deputies Park McLaughlin, Pierce Doherty, Thomas Pringle. You're saying they're not doing enough for Donegal. Do you stand by those comments?
Yeah, well, in Donegal South West, we spent most of the day there debating now the whole thing about the household charge to put up and down at 15%. And I said, but we have absolutely no choice in this matter at all. The manager said, if we cut the charge now by 15%, we're liable to lose part-time staff, contract staff, matching funding for old people's grants, all the money that we give to the Baller, the CPA, all of them jobs in the county. That's just where the money's going to come from. It won't come out of the roads programme. It won't come out of housing. And I'm saying, instead of Sinn Féin continually jumping on the bandwagon, why doesn't them, Pádraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty and Thomas Pringle, earn the money? They're well paid in Dublin, instead of down here us debating what's going on in Dublin, and they're down Sinn Féin in particular, and Thomas Pringle are more interested in what's going on in Gaza and the Middle East and everywhere else, you know, and we all know what that's. It's pure politics. They're wearing the political jersey. For once in their life would they put on the Donegal jersey like the boys of Donegal's Proud last week. Pull together and get it done. We have absolutely no say in this thing, and if we cut the household charge there today, if we cut it by 15%, we would have to increase commercial rates and everything else. There is no choice. The manager painted it black and white. There is nobody in that room had any doubt about it. And yet and all, they still spew out this political rhetoric. It's political rhetoric. It's not the Donegal jersey.
What about your own deputy, Charlie McConnell? Is he doing enough for Donegal?
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is, we in the Fianna Fáil, we're in opposition. The easiest thing for us is to cut it and slash and burn on that. We didn't. We have said we're not supporting the household charge, we're not supporting the water charge, the Irish water, the Basco and the rest of it. But today, the manager has put it very clearly at the start of the meeting, the consequences of cutting this money. There will be no replacement. We will jeopardise European funding. We'll jeopardise this, that and the other and the rest of it. Charlie McConnell Logan in the same line as us. Of course, he'd like to see it cut. But unless we have no choice, this is what the government's given us. Take it or leave it. But it's up to, instead of Pierce Doherty and them instructing their party here today to vote against it, why don't they and their job, they're the representatives from Dublin, not us, let them get us the money to replace it. And we'll cut all the rates and bring in the morning.